frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only young when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you. The questions you bring in a cup to view, and if his answer is not the best, so much better than all the rest. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one, 'cause you're talking of death and your heart. Just being born is probably enough.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
All the music in the show is by Patrick Fitzgerald, and I'm going to play them alphabetically. First four, Adopted Girl, All My Friends Are Dead Now, Animal Mentality, and As Ugly As You.
Adopted girl, doesn't like her mother, doesn't have a father and won't stay at home. Adopted girl, does whatever she wants, fuck you. Adopted girl, runs away from home with someone she met the other night, fuck you. Telephones you, can he come home? No, slams the phone down crying now. Sleeping's not so easy after the only few minutes of happiness that you've ever known. And now sleeping's not so easy after the only few minutes of happiness that you've ever known. You could keep her here forever. Maybe you can't be bothered and you let her slip away. It seems such an effort and it seems such a strain. You pick up a purse and then dispose of them again. Pains in her stomach and another one on the way. It's just another one adopted girl on the way. Ain't another one adopted girl on the way. Ain't another one adopted girl on the way. Ain't another one adopted girl on the way. Another one adopted girl on the way. Ain't another one adopted girl on the way. Another one adopted girl on the way. Another one adopted girl on the way. Hey.
Hey. friends are dead now. Try to be a bit too brave. Looking round, they try to find a different kind of life to lead. A knife wound here, a knife wound there, and razored faces all around. So some of them have just gone back to dressing normal. Some I haven't seen for ages, I know where they are, though. You don't need no imagination, you don't need no peephole brain. I've seen them lying in the pictures, seen them lying in the road, seen them lying over cars in junkyards. Some are starved of bread and butter, wouldn't sell their brides. Dead as all the others are, but they don't even realise that all my friends are dead now. Try to be a bit too brave. Looking round, they found a different kind of life to lead. But it beat them all, and 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 all my friends are dead now.
It's only been given time to think that creates boredom. I could be better off another way. Don't get that opportunity to think to me. It's not worthwhile, just take that opportunity to think away. Just give me things to do, nothing to think about or look at. I'll work until my muscles break. I'll live a life as long as or as short as you require me to. A life as long as those things take to do. Just give me animal mentality. Just give me animal mentality. Just give me animal mentality. Animal mentality. Just give me animal mentality. Just give me animal's mentality. Just give me animal mentality. Just give me animal's mentality. Then I'll get by. I don't know why you educated me. I knew you hated me. It's only sadism, your favourite game. You teach people vaguely how to walk, then chop their legs away, then laugh at them because they're lame. Yeah, it's only been given time to think that creates boredom. I think about it and discover that I'm free. But freedom is just boredom. Nothing worthwhile to fight for them. Just give me animal mentality, then I'll get by. Just give me animal mentality. Just give me animal mentality. Just give me animal mentality. Just give me animal's mentality. Just give me animal mentality. Animal's mentality. Then we'll all get by. Okay. Okay.
want to end up as grey as all the others, just like the old clothes that I used to wear, hanging on the back of an armchair. No, I don't want to end up as ugly as you. I don't want to end up as grey as all the others. Nothing to look forward to and nothing to look back upon and nothing there at all. In fact, the pictures on the wall in the living room. The living room. Because I want a life. Because I want a life. Other's arms, one has gone, you sink, and only sit there waiting for yourself to go. To see the cozy chairs, the pearly gates, the holy curtains, compare them to the ones you used to own. No, I don't want to end up as ugly as you. I don't want to end up as grey as all the others. Just like all the clouds you see through the window. Drifting by, and no one ever says a word about me. Because I want a life. Because I want a life. I don't want to end up as ugly as you. I don't want to end up as ugly as you. I don't want to end up as ugly as you. I don't want to end up as ugly as you. I don't want to end up as ugly as you. I don't want to end up as ugly as you. I don't want to end up as ugly as you. I don't want to end up as ugly as ugly as ugly as ugly as ugly as ugly as you.
Okay, we now have Babysitter, Backstreet Boys, Buy Me, Sell Me, and Conventions of Life.
You know your sweet young babysitter, but do you see the things she does behind your back? Nah. You go to parties and to restaurants and balls. She waits behind the curtain in the hallway, watching all the rampant tan and handsome boys go by. She pulls the curtain back a bit, a little more each time. Television, radio, a cassette to seduce you. Orange light or dim firelight, a settee to sit next to you.
See your coffee.
Baby's crying. Chocolate cake or biscuit. And then she asks that tired old question, would you risk it? Still, at least she don't molest your baby. At least she don't molest your baby. You know your sweet young babysitter, always sitting serene as an urn, when you to return.
This one's about being beaten up in the street.
They could be waiting round the corner. Such a scarifying sight to see. They could be waiting for a straying loner. They could be waiting for you or me. The patter of footsteps through an alleyway. Impatient in the dark, they wait to pounce. They don't look far when they want trouble. They know it at a glance. But imagine you look like a boy that they want after. There's a face on their file and they don't care for why. And it's no good getting mouthy or you'll lose your teeth in their laughter. And it's no good acting timid, no use coming on shy. The Backstreet Boys. Hear them running wild and stony. You know the sound of violence, it frightens me. But I just pray that they don't know me.
I think it's better to hear than see. But then I think to myself that maybe it's me that they're trading. There's nothing, no questions asked, no time to spare. And your eyes half asleep and your energy failing. And it's time to disappear, but they're always around somewhere. And you move and you show and their fingers point and off they go. And you breathe and they know and they hear you when you tip it so. And there's a lot of them and you're only one. And your nerves at every shadow say to turn and run. And they like you to turn, they like you to run. We're the Backstreet Boys. The Backstreet Boys. Oh, the Backstreet Boys. The Backstreet Boys. Buy me, sell me, I'm in a Dalton's Weekly. I'm not me now anymore. Bye, 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 buy me, sell me. Now I'm product, why me? Want something different, yes please, oh well. Isn't it tough at the top, they all say. Don't complain. So buy me, sell me, I'm in a Dalton's Weekly, page 14, very rare, picture sleeve and turquoise hair, see me, feel me, nothing but the real me, in the shops, in the racks, with all the others back to back, isn't it tough at the top, they all say, shut up. So buy me, sell me, I'm in a Dalton's Weekly, I'm not me now anymore, bye, 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 bye.
Ah!
Oh.
Winky wanky woo!
That's a difficult song to do that.
I yawn, I'm tired, I'm sorry, I sneeze, I blow my nose. I'm so hungry, oh look, I ate my food with the wrong knives and forks. I wear my collar, I'm done, I will not wear a tie. They won't let me into their disco, they refuse to tell me why. Because I'm dressed informal, because I'm dressed informally, that's why. I put my feet onto the seat, spend half my life apologising, dodging all the stares from all the people there. I do not say my words correct, don't know half my dictionary, don't know anything I should, well, good. It's all the conventions of life, the conventions of English life, the conventions of life, the conventions of English life, the conventions of life, the conventions of English life, the conventions of life. Conventions of English like that, all so fucking stupid anyway.
And now it's over to Uncle Buffo.
What with the state of the world and the omnipresent global conspiracy, I thought we could all deal with a bit of a laugh. This is an excerpt from Hancock's Half Hour. It's the episode titled The Poetry Group. Tony has become a member of the group and they are using his house for their meeting. We join them just as they are starting.
Quiet please, everyone. I can't get in the mood with talking going on, can I? Right. Tin Can by Gregory. Splish, splash, splonk. Wooden shoes, red socks. Coffins, tombstones, and tranquilizers.
Very good, very significant.
I hadn't finished, had I?
Oh, I'm very sorry.
Aspirins and driving tests, jet planes and skeletons. Frog singing to egg timer, calendars and candles, upside down, plastic apples on coconut trees. Splish, splash, splonk.
Is that it?
Yes, that is it.
They're marvellous. Wish I could write like that. Are you all right? By Jove, you look washed out there.
Well, it's just the emotional strain of weeding it. You see, the vibration sapped my energy.
Yes, I know how it is. It's a pity we burnt the chairs. We could have had a nice sit-down.
Did you like the poem?
Like it? It was sensational. What an emotional experience. I haven't heard anything like that since The Road to Mandalay. Who's next?
Rupert.
Oh, we haven't got another one. Bill, let's get the booze out.
Do you mind? If you can't appreciate the delicacy of the works, you might at least have the courtesy to keep your cake hole closed. Bill, what are you doing?
I've adopted a pose in readiness for the next one.
Very funny. Now, come out to the sideboard before I clout you one. Right, now, carry on, Rupert.
My piece is rather more spiritual. It's an outcry from the soul of my grandfather. This poem I'm sending to UNESCO for translation into 84 different languages. But for the purposes of this reading, I shall render it in the original English.
If it's anything like the other one, it won't really matter.
Do we have to have this troglodyte here?
What does he mean?
Hit him, Sid.
No, don't, please. This is my first at-home evening. Don't spoil it, please.
Punch his nose in.
I'll punch yours in if you don't keep quiet. This is a cultural evening. We're having no bounce-ups in here.
Oh, for goodness sake, be quiet. All this quarrelling is interfering with my perceptive aura.
You see, you've upset Greta now. Her perceptive aura's gone for a burp. Can be very nasty, too, that can. Now, keep quiet and listen to Rupert.
I've called this poem Blank Details.
Ah, yes. Blank Details, yes. Let's see now. I feel a sort of purple mood coming over me. I think for this I shall sit cross-legged on the floor, yogi style, with one foot tucked behind my neck. Hang on a minute. Hang on a sec. Right, I'm in. Proceed.
Blank Detail by Rupert. Straw in the wind, 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 fly, fly, fly.
Marvellous.
Can I read my poem now?
Pardon?
I've just written a poem. Can I read it?
I somehow don't think the sort of poems you write will be suitable for this gathering. We are not interested in young ladies from various parts of the country.
Oh, no. I've written an abstract poem.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. One has to be sympathetic with the symbolism of existence to turn out that sort of stuff. Get back on the sideboard.
Oh, no, let's hear what the little savage has written. It might provide some light relief after the intensity of the last two offerings.
Oh, very well. Make it quick and keep it clean.
Thank you. Incandescent by William. Hick, hack, hawk. Rinky, tinky... on purple grass. Shafts of light. Hobnailed boots tramping down the bamboo that grows upwards, downwards, sideways into the concrete cosmos. Life is mauve. I am orange. Hick, heck, hawk.
What a load of rubbish. You buffoon. Rinky tinky on purple grass. What does that mean? You're orange and life is mauve. I have never heard such unadulterated codswallop in my life. Get back in the sideboard this minute.
How dare you speak to a genius like that? I'll never be able to write such masterpieces as that.
But he's adult. He can't do anything.
Can't do anything? In a few brilliantly conceived lines, he summed up the human capacity for suffering and its struggle for survival.
Oh, come now, Gregory. Surely it was empty, devoid of any symbolism.
You made a mistake. He fooled you for a moment. Analyze it. Bamboo. Hobnailed boots. Well, it doesn't mean anything to me, mate. My order of perception didn't even wobble. Greta, what do you think?
Well, it was like a revelation. It transported me to another plane. For the first time, I saw the fifth dimension, like a golden flash cleaving the skies. I was transported to the heights of delirium.
See what you've done now? She's off. Why don't you keep quiet when there's ladies present?
Life is mauve. I am orange. It says everything. I suggest we call it the last poem. There's nothing left to write about now. How do you do it?
Oh, well, I didn't think it was that good. It wasn't one of me best.
Oh, this man, what an intellect. He's passed through the gates of perception and he says it wasn't one of his best. Would you do us the honor of taking over the leadership of our group?
This is madness. Look, I've written a poem.
I am talking to the master.
Don't make any hasty decisions. Listen to mine. Listen. The Ashtray by Antony. Steel rods of reason through my head. Salmon jumping where jump I? Camels on fire and spotted clouds. Striped horses prance the meadow wild and rush on to drink at life's fountains deep. Life is cream. I am puce. Ching Chang Chola.
How dare you revile the group with such shallow, trivial nonsense?
It was as good as his. What's the matter with you? It's too deep for you, that's the trouble.
Well, what does it mean?
What does it mean? Well, I should have thought that was obvious. It's a plea for the... Well, no, it's more of an outcry against the... It's an outcry against the licensing laws. Well, now, let's spill it up a bit. Now then. You take, for a start, the camels on fire under the spotted clouds. Now, there's a provocative line, if ever I've heard one. In that, I've summed up the whole situation in the Gobi Desert. And life's fountains deep. Well, it's a plea for more water holes. That's why the camels are on fire. They're gasping. They haven't had a drop to drink since they left Kabul. It's a very long trip, Kabul.
And Ching Chang Chola?
Well, they're the drivers. You won't get any change out of them. they couldn't care less. As long as they've got their striped horses, they're quite happy. Well? Well, ask him to explain his then. Go on, see what rubbish he comes out with.
There's no need to ask him. The words speak for themselves in every throbbing line. William is telling us that life is a fraud, that we are merely insects existing on the tail of a turtle.
Did you tell him that?
Well, you heard the poem. I thought it would have been obvious.
Oh, don't listen to him. He's having you on. Can't make a nitwit like him leader of the group. Sid, of course, Sid, my only ally. Now the truth will come out. Go on, Sid, expose him. Tell him what a poltroon he is.
Who?
Well, him, the witless wonder here. Hurry up, tell him before they have the laurel wreath on his head.
What, him, William? The greatest intellect ever to come out of Australia? A legend, this boy at 13. The wandering Einstein of Queensland, they called him.
What are you hoping to get out of this?
Yes, well, of course, this only confirms what his work has already told us. I mean, he's obviously a man of extreme literacy and learning. A worthy successor to me. All in favour, say aye.
Aye.
I, Gregory, hereby relinquish leadership of our group and invest you, William, with all the powers, titles and privileges that go with it.
Titles and privileges. So that's what you're up to, Mr. James. You've been sitting there reading the rule book. Show me that. The leader of the group receives from levies from the other members a remuneration of no less than £500 per year so that he may be exempted from the need to work and may spend all his time on contemplation and intellectual pursuits. 500 a year, is this right, Gregory?
Oh, yes, and his lieutenant gets 350.
Who's his lieutenant?
It says here, the leader has the privilege of choosing his own lieutenant.
At 350 a year?
Yes.
And that's what you're after? Well, you've had that, because it also says here that the leader can only choose for his lieutenant a man who has proved his intellectual qualifications by having produced an original cultural piece of work.
Exactly. I shall now read an abstract poem. Which I just happen to have written. Limbo by Sydney.
Now, this is getting farcical. I should have this job.
Quiet, please, everyone. Sydney's going to read to us.
Limbo by Sydney. Mauve world, green me. Black him, purple her. Yellow us, pink you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Lead pipes, fortune made. 6-4, come in second. Green country, blue Haringey and white city, ick, ick, ick.
I can't take any more. All this sensuous excitement in one evening. What an experience to hear such beauty, such translucent symbolism. How you must know life, Sydney.
Oh, I do, boy.
How you must have suffered to produce work like that.
Suffered? There's been murder sometimes.
I say, we must have Sydney as our leader's lieutenant.
You don't know what you're saying. He's a fake. He's only after the loot. Why, before you came in, he was saying what a load of idiots you are.
We are idiots compared with him.
Sydney. Sydney, I feel the vibrations between us growing stronger and stronger. Some red, some yellow.
You're all right,
some...
Lysias. We'll sort them out later, eh?
Sydney? Sydney, will you do us the honour of becoming our second in command?
Certainly, boy. It'll be a pleasure.
Wait, he's taking you on. It's the cider you've been drinking. It's inflamed your senses. Look, I've written another poem. It's better than his. Jake was a coward, a great big fellow with a turned-up nose.
Will you get out?
It's a funny old world we live in, but the world's not entirely to blame. It's the rich what gets the pleasure and the poor what gets the blame.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. Sling him out, he's a troglodyte.
Yes, throw him out, everyone.
It's my house, you can't throw me out. It's my house. Here, well, then here's one, the highwayman. He wore a French cocked hat on his forehead and a bunch of lace at his chin. And the highwayman came riding with his whiskers soaked in gin. No? All right, here you are then.
Sling him out of here.
No, 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 put me down, I'll have the law on you. Layabouts, get back to work. Useless members of society, parasites. There's a green-eyed yellow idol to the south of Kathmandu. A little wooden cross above the town. Let me in.
Let me in.
I'm still a member.
You're listening to DJ Frog's Indian on Spirit Branch Radio. Broadcasting around the world at spiritbranchradio.com. Turn on, tune in. Visit us on the web at spreadbranchradio.com. Schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Thank you, Uncle Buffo. Back to Patrick Fitzgerald. Here's George, Improve Myself, and Island of Lost Souls.
Right, I'm reading the words to this one because I can't remember how to play it. It was called George Davis's Innocent until Sham brought out a record called that, and also somebody said that he wasn't. So this is George is Innocent. Just to be cool now. Oh yes, I could recognise that face anywhere, though I'm sure I didn't see it. I'm sure I could swear that's the man. Oh yes, that'll do, that's fine. We'll just write it down in our little blue book. Wouldn't it be fun if the judge had a little peek, a little look? Oh yes, he's a goody goody two shoes. He says he has an alibi, our fists will sing a lullaby. We'll twist the blighter's ears till he feels them burning. Twist his neck around until his world stops turning. Batter him till he drops dead. Oh well, George is innocent. Oh yes. So you said, that's 10 complaints, you say the second today. And the poor tea boy has just filed them all away. Okay, bye bye. Oh yes, so he said we'll investigate. It's your move, Sergeant, will you cut the cake? Don't blow that whistle, it makes such noise. We'll leave all that to the backroom boys. Oh yes, he's a goody goody two shoes. He says he has an alibi, our fists will sing a lullaby. We'll twist the blighter's ears till he feels them burning. twist his neck around till his world stops turning. Batter him till he drops dead. Oh well, you can't win them all. George is innocent. Myself, improve myself. I've got to be a better being. I'll prove myself to be worthwhile. But I can wear your simple smile. All the chains that bind me, turn my back on my previous life, leave my previous life behind. Improve myself, I've got to be a better being. I'll prove myself to be worthwhile. Then I can wear your simple smile. 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 Improve myself, I've got to be a better being. I'll prove myself to be worthwhile, then I can wear a simple smile. Improve myself, I've got to be a better being. Improve myself to be worthwhile, then I can wear your simple smile. Improve myself, got to be a better being. I'll prove myself to be worthwhile, then I can wear your simple smile. Then I can wear your simple smile. Wear your simple smile.
We have Little Fishes, No Fun Football, and Ragged Generation for Real.
fishes, and there ain't no way we can improve our lives. Me and you are just little fishes swimming in a rising tide. And it's no fun when you can't swim and you have to think about the problems of the drink, so you struggle on to the other side. But the tide is higher now, your lungs are caving in, and so me and you are just little fishes, and there ain't no way we can improve our lives. Me and you are just little fishes swimming in a rising tide. And the ones who should, they never bother. And the ones who could, don't get the chance. The pool is big and the sides are steep, and you try to stand, but the water's too deep. And so me and you are just little fishes, and there ain't no way we can improve our lives. Me and you are just little fishes swimming in a rising tide. We're just little fishes, little fishes, little fishes in a rising tide. Just little fishes, little fishes swimming in a rising tide. Small fry.
This is called The Ragged Generation for real. Well, baby's grateful to have been born and be lucky enough to have survived. But my generation has been taught to be thankful just to be born and be alive. Well, I don't know what your daddy fought for. There's no one round remembers anymore. And what do they matter, all those dreams of past glory, when poverty is knocking on the door? It's all that I know, it's all that you are, is what you can claim to have on your plate. But looking down past that collective knives and forks, there's nothing there left to even scrape. Now I don't know what your daddy would say if he knew your friends refused to work. But I say up the revolution and up your dad. And if he wants to kill himself, that's his dirt. You've got the ragged generation for real now. Revolution with a rock and roll feel. You've got the ragged generation for real. We got a Labour government, then a Conservative government, then a Labour government, then a Conservative government, then a Labour government, etc, etc, etc. You say that you've changed your views, you've changed the position of your tick. Another paper building, slip it in the box and then sneak off home to Opportunity Knock. You've got the ragged generation for real now. Revolution with a rock and roll feel. You've got the ragged generation for real. Well, war babies thankful to be born and to have survived. Ask well me, I didn't even ask to be brought alive. Well, Woodstock didn't do it. Johnny Rotten didn't do it. Things have gotta change, things have gotta change, things have gotta change, things have gotta change. You've got the ragged generation for real now. You've got the ragged generation for real now. You've got the ragged generation, got the ragged generation, got the ragged generation for real now. You've got the ragged, ragged generation for real. Revolution with a rock and roll feel. Got the ragged generation for real. You got the ragged generation for ragged generation for ragged generation for real.
The next two tracks are Suicidal Wreck and The Cruelest Crime.
Pain in my brain.
of pain in my brain. Because I'm a suicidal wreck, self-destruct in my head. I'm insane, why should they care? They're not the ones who feel the pain in my brain. The pain in my brain. Because I'm a suicidal wreck. I'm a suicidal wreck. I'm a suicidal wreck. I'm a suicidal wreck. But we never seem to make it like lovers do. Date after date, we break after break. I wait on the hours waiting for you. Time after time after time. And it seems the fault is never mine, and yours is the cruelest crime. Yours is the cruelest crime. I would do anything for you, but we've never got to know each other like lovers do. Night after night we talk until bright. I wait on my nerve ends waiting for you. Time after time after time, I'm balanced on a brittle line, and yours is the cruelest crime. Yours is the cruelest crime. I would do anything for you, but we've never got to know each other like other lovers do. Night after night as all feelings fall through, I wait on the corner waiting for you. Time after time after time, I'm left on my face in the slime, and yours is the cruelest crime.
The last two from Patrick Fitzgerald are Trendy and When I Get Famous. It's never going to happen, Patrick.
She's growing up and trendy like all the others, waiting for her motherhood. Look at the clothes she's wearing now. Pseudo, ludo, a clue that she hasn't got. I don't like her. She gives me the creeps. She can't dress up for real.
Jay hasn't got the failing. Jay's growing up at 20 like all the others, waiting for her motherhood. Give her a baby and she'll be happy, her life sorted out for good. I don't like her, she gives me the creeps. Look at the things she's reading, watching, seeing, saying, doing, being trendy. Being trendy, being trendy, 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 being trendy. And she's growing up a trendy like all the others, waiting for her motherhood. Look at the clothes she's wearing now, pseudo, ludo, clue that she hasn't got. I don't like her, she gives me the creeps. She can't dress up for real, she hasn't got the feeling. She's growing up a trendy like all the others, waiting for her motherhood. There'll be so many people wanna know me. So if you wanna know me right now, you better make some kind of an effort. When I get famous, there'll be so many people clambering to touch my hands. I don't care if their love ain't real, I just want to know that feel. I want someone to love me, I want someone to love me. Because you rejected me, you rejected me. But when I get famous, there'll be so many people wanna know me. I'll be able to pick and choose, then you'll be just one in a line. When I get famous, there'll be so many people clambering to touch my fingertips. I don't care if their love ain't real, I just want to know that feel. I want someone to love me, I want someone to love me. Because you rejected me, you rejected me. But when I get famous, there'll be so many people wanna know me.
Wherever you have been, thanks for listening. What, you still here? Seem to have 1.5 minutes. Right, it's Ida Maria and Whatever from her new album Love Conquers All.
Whatever. Whatever.